Monday morning talking about the Kerry Donegal game and what a clash it was in Fitzgerald Stadium, marred by the sending off. Of course, the second half turned into a bit of a procession, 14 against 15, Donegal running out winners on that score. John in Rathmore has a question. Really, Donegal player who was split, and there's no doubt he was, but can you comment on why Jimmy Guinness sent him back on after his head was split open? Why did he do that? Well, look, you'd have to ask Jimmy Guinness that question. I suppose Ryan McHugh, very heavily bandaged, went back on the field of play, seemed grand to continue in the game. Maybe there was a tactical reason, but then again, maybe that's one of the 100 questions that emerge from Saturday as to what happened off the ball, what happened on the ball, what would have happened if we hadn't the player sent off in this game, and what happens now on the disciplinary front for the GAA. Speaking of Jim McGinn, it's one of the questions as to why did he go on the field. Looks like, and from the video on the analysis of the weekend, that he pushed Dermot O'Connor. There's a precedent for that in terms of what happened to Dublin manager Gerard Brennan. There was fairly spicy angry words and accusations thrown at a journalist by Jim McGuinness, that the journalist, by asking the question, was trying to get him banned. I think that was uncalled for. But anyway, that's all part of the many, many questions that arise from Saturday's game. If you have a view, and get in touch in a moment, we'll hear from Tim Moynihan as to his view, commentating with Ambrose. And here's a little bit, though, of the frenetic action, malaise included, from Saturday afternoon.
Stadium at the wing forward. This is Kieran Moore. Kieran Moore now. He's outside the arc. The wind is definitely with his back at the moment. Given he'd take the top pass. Could be dangerous here for Kerry. He'll round the keeper. And it's a goal. It's a goal for Donegal, Ambrose. And with Kieran Moore at the end, he linked up with Oisin Gallen. And it's in the back of the net. The first score of this game goes to the Donegal side.
But whatever way the second now, we'll have an opportunity. We're fairly, there's only 5 seconds they have to go long. Clifford has to punch it here. That ball break. And there's the hooter. The idea was good. And they're going up. Yeah, well, that we have the hooter. A number of players gather around.
Yes,
David Clifford.
Dave's going to get a talking to here, lads.
It's all started now, Ambrose. Michael Murphy's gone back. He's trying to ref it. Number of players getting stuck in. This boys has been there from the start, Ambrose.
Has indeed. But now, you know what we should have
been. They go to the dressing room.
I think Kelly Boys are right, though. And I think David Clifford.
McGuinness. We're looking. McGuinness is out there now, Ambrose. McGuinness. McGuinness hasn't got a stop. Why would McGuinness come off the sideline,
Ambrose?
He should be pulling these players
absolutely
away.
Absolutely.
Not getting stuck into Kerry players.
All Kerry players are gone. I think David Clifford, all the players are gone.
No, Kerry should go to the dressing room. Paddy's back helping his brother, which is dead right. But Donegal don't want to let go of the hands, Ambrose. We're in for a massive.
This is going to be
half,
a second cracking second half.
This, and they're still, Paddy is being pulled away now, Ambrose. But he was right. He went back to his brother was isolated, Ambrose. We'd all do it.
There'll be a lot of looking at cameras.
But Jim McGuinness shouldn't have come off the sideline.
No way, no woman.
They call him this great manager. If you do things like that, if there's a referee in there, and there's a lot of booing, Paddy Clifford, and they're running after the Kerry. They should be stopping them, the stewards, Ambrose. They should let Kerry go through.
That's what I'm looking at.
What's going to happen inside? And that Paddy's gone in. Paddy's run into the dugout. But Hacknick's here, Ambrose. It's all made it very juicy for the second half.
On the way, I think. On the way, so.
Yeah, there you go. That's how it all played on. And the second half, of course, turning into a bit of a procession. Donegal winning out in fine style, as they would expect, given that they had the numerical advantage. Micheál Byrne sent off at the start of the second half. Both managers got a talking to about the atmosphere, about what happened during the game in relation to the issue of CCCC and everything else like that, risk what was happening during the game. And the news this morning is that the Central Competition Controls Committee will await referee Sean Hershen's report in to what's been described as a tempestuous Kerry Donegal senior football clash in Killarney before deciding if further action is warranted. Kerry and Donegal face those weights as they look set to review the halftime row between the counties. Fines are certainly expected. Retrospective suspensions could be the order of the day for players as well and officials who were involved in extended and heated exchanges in relation to what happened in the game. Well, if you have a view for us on that, get in touch with us on the show on 0667 123 666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. We want to hear from you on the show, and if you have an opinion for us, get in touch with us on the programme, and lots of you have, and lots of you are talking to us about the situation with regards to it. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Tim Moynihan's view. We'll hear a bit from Jim McGuinness's press conference as well. That and more on the... Yeah, lots of your views and comments coming into us in the programme this morning. A listener says, "Hey, Jerry, what I want Jim McGuinness to answer are third man challenges. The pulling down of fielder's arms while jumping, etc. His team were coached to perfection, but alas, not with football skills. I honestly hope they go no further. Desperate to watch." Well, look, they played some very good football. Whatever you say about that, that's the job of the referee and the linesmen and everything like that, to keep an eye on that and to ref the game as the way it goes from that point of view. Sad to hear all the booing at Michael Murphy on Saturday. Very unchristian. Sure, all Irish at the end of the day. Gaelic football is getting very rough. More red cards needed. Well, he was always going to come in for some booing, given what happened in the National League final with Dylan Casey and the fact that he wasn't really punished the way he should have been punished for that with a suspension. So Kerry fans still sore over what he did to Dylan Casey in that game. There'll be plenty more booing coming out of this one, I'd say. And almost one of the biggest talking points out of this game is the comments and the reaction of Donegal manager Jim McGuinness against journalist Tommy Rooney, who asked him a question about his own interaction with Dermot O'Connor and what looked like a shove on Dermot O'Connor as part of getting involved, and whether he was worried about a ban. And the way he blamed the journalist effectively and accused him of trying to get him banned. Have a listen. This is a little bit of what it said in that post-match press conference.
Half-time probably covers a lot of what happened, obviously, in the second half. It was carnage out there. You seemed to be close enough to the incident with Ryan McHugh that led to Neil Burns' red card.
I wasn't close to the incident, but...
What did you see, or what happened then?
I didn't see anything, to be honest with you. I didn't see anything, but listen, it is what it is. You know, there's a strike, and he split, and people are not happy that... Once your players get split, people are not going to be happy. That's just the bottom line, you know, so it was dealt with by the referee. And...
Yeah, we also saw Gerard Brennan getting the ban for being involved, managing team, and obviously G early and happy with it. Are you worried about...
Are you trying to get me a ban, Tommy? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not, but we all...
Well, what are you saying it for, then?
Well, it was televised, Jim, on GA Plus. Like, it's all
right
here.
Okay. So you're...
Well, I'm not. I'm asking you.
You're flying that kite, are you?
No, it's a pretty straightforward question.
No, it's not, really.
Can we keep it to the...
It's not really.
It's hard not to talk about it.
Well, we are talking about it, like, but you're not talking about the incident. You're talking about the fact that... Well, that out of 50 people, you're finger-pointing me. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not finger-pointing that.
There's 50 people in the pitch there.
There's a very clear rule that Gerard Brennan got banned for, and it's minimal interference, which can be next to nothing.
Right, okay.
And it's obviously quite penal.
That's good enough. Well, sure, good. You've done your job, Tommy. You've done your job, fair enough. You've done your job. You've asked the question you wanted to ask.
What did John Harrison say to yourself and Jack last night?
Sorry?
What did John Harrison say to yourself and Jack?
He said, nobody in the dugout, I'm going to be fair, and that happened, and we got our boys out of the dugout, Jack got his lads out of the dugout, and I said, are you going to deal with the situation with Ryan McGuinness? He says, I am going to deal with that.
Yeah, there you go. That's what Jim McGuinness said, basically rounding on the journalist for asking what was a very straightforward question. Not sure there was any need for that, but there you go. Maybe a sign of the situation. Listener says, Jim McGuinness was very, very discourteous to Tommy Rooney. It seems to me as if you were trying to stop free speech. Kerry management missed a trick. They should have substituted Micheál Burns at half time. He would still got the red card, but Kerry would have had 15 players still out on the pitch. I'm not sure I blame them for that, to be honest, in terms of what happened and who saw what happened in the game. The game should have been abandoned at halftime. It's the only way to stop this carry on. Also, David Clifford was getting hassled all day long off the ball and got some serious up close personal attention. Well, look, with me before coming on air was our commentator with Ambrose O'Donovan, Tim Moynihan. I spoke to him and I first of all asked him about that sending off and how hard it was to analyse the game as a game, given what happened in the second half, when, you know, in the modern game against a really good team at Donegal, Kerry went down to 14.
Yeah, 100%, Jerry. And especially against Donegal, they're good at this sort of thing. And that's not, anyway, using the word hindsight, you know, it's that 10-11. Very, very difficult. Very difficult to defend against. And, you know, I know that word cheat has been mentioned, in the sense we've been cheated out of a great game, Jerry, because all that first half, you'd say it set it up nicely. In the second half, Kerry going to be playing with the wind. And suddenly you've a sending off and it all changes. And it was a very difficult task in the second half. But I suppose there's so much about this game, Jerry. Where do you even start? You know, the physicality, that word was used by Jim McGuinness in the post-match, that he felt that in last year's All-Ireland, in the first 20 minutes, that Kerry blew Donegal out of it physically. And he said that wasn't going to happen today. And you know, if you look at pinpoint different things, if you... Michael Murphy made a run in the first couple of minutes, Jerry. I don't know if you spotted it, but he kind of started something and kind of as if they were putting down a marker. Now, the only thing we saw Michael Murphy do after that was play a lot of football. He was the link man. So it was like he pressed a button and he ignited Donegal, and then other guys, you know, used their physicality in a big way. So tough outing for Kerry. Kerry found it very difficult, you know. Jerry, I was up at the Ballyshannon, actually, that league game up in Ballyshannon, and likewise the league final. So it's the third time they've beaten us. But what they do, they put a big min across the middle. When you if I said Jason McGee, he came off the subs bench, he started. You know, these are big guys. There's four or five of them over 6'2", and they can win primary possession. And that's where we lack, Jerry. We found it very difficult from kickouts. They did it down to a tee. They pressed on our kickouts, made it very difficult. And if you won a ball and you were a Kerry man, you had to work really, really hard for it. So, to be fair, let Jim McGuinness, I know the post-match, press conference didn't go maybe the way some people would have liked, answering certain questions. But he definitely, himself and his management team, got it right tactically.
Yeah, they certainly did. That first half was a pulsating counter, yet Donegal got the goal. Were we at fault? Was that a defensive slip by Kerry, the concession of the goal? I suppose, look, it was, but it was good play for Donegal as well.
It's good, and that's what you had. You know, Jerry, they were running down either side of the flanks when they were attacking in the first half, be it the stand side and the terrace side, and they're working well. But the runs off the shoulder by Jerry, and they, you know, they're ball carriers and they have serious forwards, and you know, their half back line dominated as well in that first half, Jerry, and they were coming in waves and waves, and you'd feel maybe that Donegal would need a lot more, because Kerry, you'd say, capable of kicking two pointers in the second half. But it's just all that drama, you know, right in the stroke of half time. It kind of took away. It either did two things, as you say. Both teams will go at it in the second half. There was a lot of needle right from the start, Jerry. You know, when you meet for the third time, Jerry, in what, 4 or 5 months, you get to know each other, and that sort of rivalry builds again, and that's what happened. And I think it probably worked out better, obviously, as the scoreline showed at the end. It worked in Donegal's favour, in the sense that Kerry had a man sent out. Sean Horson came on, you know, he issued that card to Micheál Burns, and suddenly it all changed. So
yeah,
it was a very difficult outing for Kerry. And let's get things in perspective as well, Jerry. We are missing a lot of players. We're missing 7 from their All-Ireland starters in the All-Ireland final. There's no other team in the country. They'd actually be gone out of the championship by now if it was any other county around Ireland that lose all those players through injury. So it was an uphill task. And as Ambrose alluded to in commentary, Donegal were nearly at full throttle, as in their full complement of players. These are the players you'll see on championship game after championship game for Donegal, where we're struggling. Time is against us now as well, Jerry. And I know probably you'll mention that in the next couple of minutes, but it was a very difficult outing. But you have to compliment Donegal in the sense that tactically they got right. But that sending off, it was huge. And I'm not blaming any particular Kerry player for putting us down to 14. Things happen. It could be any player at that stage, because there was so much happening right around the field. But it was a very difficult task after that.
And does that look, you're talking about, if this game was in Croke Park, I think it would have been different. It's in Killarney, tight corners, big crowd, sunny day. And Sean Hurston and his team had a very difficult job, because, and I'm sure, like, we can look at it from our point of view and say,
Donegal were, you know, all over us off the ball, shall we say, on the two Cliffords in particular, they might say the same. Was it overly physical? Was it too wound up going into it? And did that ultimately mar this game of football? Or is there no separating the two when you've got two heated rivals, last year's All-Ireland finalists, who see themselves as the team to beat in this year's championship?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I won't say it was measured. We always know that Donegal's, you know, plan seems to be measured. It all came apart even before walking around or marching around after the Artane Boys band in last year's All-Ireland. And I think the hurt of by Jim McGuinness, his management team and his players, and it really hurt him what Kerry did in that first, as he alluded to, in that first 20 minutes of the All-Ireland. And that brought physicality. Kerry didn't want to be bullied in that first 10, 15 minutes. You know, I suppose the likes of Michael Murphy had to be targeted after what he got away with in the previous, in the league final. Plus the fact, on the other side of it, they were not going to be bullied by Kerry. And that's what it hit. It was all, you look all around the field, I know the cameras probably just followed the ball and followed the play, but there was needle all over. At one stage, I missed the score because there was two guys rolling around inside the Kerry 45, but the ball was at the other side. So that's how difficult. And I, to me, Sean Hurston is the best referee in the land. He was the guy. And the GA knew as well, the powers that be, there's only one man we can send to Killarney, and that's Sean Hurston. That's why he was there.
Yes.
Because they knew what was going to happen, as in the sense that two rivals going at each other. And straight away, we were saying, what, to me, he's a serious referee. You can't argue probably with our red card. I'm sure they'll be in the referee's report that Jim McGuinness could be under a bit of pressure if there that precedent that was set with the sending off of Gerard Brennan. So all I'm saying, it was all built up. And just like you said, it was like a vacuum then, and it exploded. And right from the start, but I just feel, and I know the word was probably mentioned over the weekend as well, but I feel we were cheated out of a serious game of football in the sense that all the physicality and all that, because these are two teams that are hungry. And I just, I hope we'll meet down the road again, but it's a difficult task for Kerry going forward. But I think that build up, that rivalry has built up now big time, Jerry, and it's driven. It's, and especially in the side of Donegal, it's driven by Jim McGuinness. Jim, and I've no problem with saying it to you here on Radio Kerry this morning, Jerry, he plays the victim a lot, Jerry. And he came, and I'm not trying to individualise or go after a manager, but he does it. He probably does it very well. He's very protective of his team. He suddenly tell you he saw nothing in an incident, but suddenly he got involved himself. So it's just, there's so much at stake, Jerry, and you'll do anything for your team.
Yeah, well, it kind of even with Jim McGuinness and the siege mentality, and look at the tactic other managers have used down the years, saying, you know, setting up this idea that everyone's against us, the authorities are against us, and all of that. But even with that, his comments afterwards, when he was asked the basic question about that interaction with Dermot O'Connor, and he was asked about, look, are you concerned, given what happened to Dublin's Gerard Brennan and the 12-week ban that he got? He totally turned on the journalist in question, Tommy Rooney, and accused him of trying to get, oh, you're trying to get me banned, Tommy. I thought that was, it was totally unfair against the journalist, but it just, I think it was maybe even going a bit too far in terms of attacking a member of the media for asking, doing his job, asking a fairly basic question, an obvious question to ask, given McGuinness's actions at halftime.
Correct, Jerry. And you know, I was beside, I'd be very good friends with Tommy, as you know, and I tell you, fair play to him to ask the question first. And it was relative. It was a factor. He said, could you be in trouble after this, the Gerard Brennan that was set a precedent? And to me, it was a Trump-esque answer. He threw it back like Trump, when you see him, I know we're moving over to politics, he'd throw it back at the journalist, you're not a good journalist. But on this occasion, he said, are you trying to get me? Are you trying to highlight me? Are you trying to highlight what I did? Are you trying to cite me? And he said, not at all, but it's a relative question. No, are you flying that kite? He says then. And he thought that Tommy Rooney had some sort of an agenda. But you look, and I've seen it across social media over the last, 24, 48 hours, every journalist out there, Jerry, you are a pretty good one. You have to ask those questions because you'll be questioned then why you don't ask them. And I say fair play, but that I think it probably took away from most things over the weekend because of his reaction aside in that post-match. But on the same token, it's just this protective thing. You said the siege mentality. It reminds me of another team that we have created great rivalry over the last 20 years. It was like the world is against us. And he's using that. And I know, we know Jim McGuinness, he goes a lot for the psychological thing. To get inside players. Last year, they said they went off 4 days before an All-Ireland to Portugal. I wasn't in Portugal, neither was Donegal. So it's all these little things that are put out there. Little feeders, how will you react? Yeah. But look, we're kind of going off tangent now, but all I say is that you have to compliment Donegal as well, Gerry. Gerry, they're serious footballers.
Yeah.
They have serious forwards.
Oisín Gallen had a brilliant game. Serious forwards. They were ready to play. And they were leading by 5 points at halftime and deserved their lead. So that was a factor in as well. Did they benefit from the time off, from being beaten by Down? Do you think? And how much of a factor is that this year, Tim? The injury tale for Kerry, for other teams, how much is it about getting your team fit and playing when the All-Ireland series starts?
And peak, and look, it happened to Kerry last year. I know it was more by accident design. We lost a pile of players. Other players had to come to the table. What did they bring? And Jack O'Connor, his management team, devised a system that took Donegal apart. And I think that hurts most. And I'm repeating myself when I say that. But you mentioned there, you queued me up nicely, Gerry. You said, how important was it losing to Down? When I see Down then beaten by Offaly at the weekend in the Tarleton Cup, I'm asking the question, how did Down beat Donegal? And I suppose I upset Jim McGuinness and signed the press conference as well. I asked him that question and he looked through me. It was like spears coming through me when I asked him. And I wasn't alluding to anything, but I said, look, you came in with freshness. And he said, oh, if we'd beaten Down, we'd have to just get on with it. But Jim, you didn't beat Down and you came back with freshness. And they're that kind of a team. When they go back into camp, they will devise tactics. They were hungry. When they were hitting Killarney, they were saying, we're going to put on a marker. And they did put on a marker in a serious way in Killarney. So that idea being offered a few weeks, Gerry, it really, really gave freshness to the Donegal. Yeah. They're probably, the way things went from last year, they were hurt and they've changed up, even they changed their style of play, Gerry. And, you know, not fully defensive. We're going to, and the current game, Gerry, if your attack, waves of attack, and I was at a county league game yesterday out in Ballymacelligot, where Ballymacelligot were playing Glenbeg, Glencar, that final quarter, where you just go at teams, space opens up, and you put teams away. And that's similar to what happened.
That's
but again, it's the 14 versus 15. It was 15. It was a huge thing in this. And look, Donegal are where they are today. A lot of soul searching as far as Jack O'Connor's management team is concerned. And I have serious pity for the Kerry management at the moment, because the amount of players that are injured. And plus the fact we seem to be the county that's kind of been hit so hard by injuries. And a lot of people are questioning, how are the injuries? So, but on the same, when you have players like Shawnee O'Shea, I call him the spiritual leader of Kerry, he's missing. Shane Ryan, maybe a possibility is Shane Ryan. Now, Shane Murphy came in for a little criticism and I said unduly as well. When you're kicking out a ball, Gerry, guys must show for it as well. And look, it's all done. And the keeper is so pivotal to everything. But you need ball winners. You need big men around that middle diamond to win. Because I tell you, the physicality, the condition of these players now, it's at a different level.
It's incredible. Yeah. Finally, Tim, that's the big question, isn't it? How much time do we have? How much time do the medical teams have? And who will we see taking the field for Kerry in the next game?
Yeah, and we're not privy to the state of play. We're hearing different things that Shane Ryan could be back in the fold. Outfield player, like when you're missing Tom O'Sullivan, you know, the All-Star Club Player of the Year. You're missing the experience of Paul Murphy. Graham O'Sullivan went off injured again. We know Beag Lee is just back. And that's the one thing I'm worried about, Gerry. Even the players to come back, you need game time. It's pressure cooker. It's pressure cooker now. The ideal scenario for us, Gerry, you'd hope, and I'm not demeaning to any county, but to get one of the lesser known or teams that haven't been in the business end with the last couple of years, if we could get them at home, just win that game, get our act together again, and then you're back into the similarities with last year. But the difference losing to Meath last year and losing to Donegal, we lost to a team, I suppose, last year that we didn't think were as good as they were, and our whole season changed. But Donegal just kind of bullied us the weekend, and they're a serious team. They are going to be at the business end of things. But, you know, I never, and I'm a believer, I would never write off the kingdom, because our tradition is so good. We've good footballers. We're not All-Ireland champions by accident. And I would hope that we would get back those few players and get our act together again. But this is serious business. Gerry, we lose the next game and we can say goodbye to this year, obviously. And it's the winner takes all in the next game, you know?
Okay, Tim, brilliant stuff as always. Thanks very much for talking to me this morning.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, there you go. That is Radio Kerry's Tim Moynihan, who commentated with Ambrose O'Donovan on the All-Ireland Series Round 1 game in Fitzgerald Stadium on Saturday, where Donegal emerged as strong victors over Kerry. The whole thing, as you would have heard, kind of marred about the talking points and the discipline and what's going to happen now in terms of possible incidents and possible questions for David Clifford and for Jim McGuinness in terms of what went on off the ball in that game, and incidents that might be highlighted that are judged not to have been dealt with by the referee in the field of play. If you have your view, get in touch, and lots of you have your view in relation to this. Davey in Brosnanach Atlaric says, morning. That's why I love listening to Radio Kerry. There could be mass murder, or Putin and Trump and the Iranians and Chinese could be pounding each other, but there's far more important events that we have to be addressing by talking about Kerry football. Indeed, what could be more important, Davey, is the question. And by the way, well done to the Kerry ladies as well. A brilliant win for them in the Munster final against Waterford, and they march on. A good season in the offing as well for them. All of this will be talked about, the Kerry game, the Kerry ladies and others as well will be talked about in Terry talk tonight at 6, so stay tuned for that. We'll be talking a bit more about the disciplinary side of things as well after 10. Some more of your views. Mike Moriarty in Phoenix wished to express the treatment that Donegal's Michael Murphy received from some of the Kerry supporters. He was consistently booed. That's not the Kerry way. We always took our beating and came back the next time and tried to win. It was very disappointing, Mike feels, to see, and Mike believes it's actually only encouraged Donegal team to play better. Another listener says that some Donegal fans behind us in the stand were a disgrace. The language they were using, cursing and blinding and encouraging their players to put players down, take them out. They're a different breed of supporter in the north. Another listener says, we need to support the Kerry team and management and not be negative about them. Michal made a mistake and is paying for it with that red card. How serious are the injuries to our main Kerry players, and when will we be back playing in the Kerry team? They're badly needed if Kerry is to progress. Well, that's the question. See, in the modern game, nothing is said. There are no injury updates. Because to give an update is to give the opposition management team ammunition to plan. And you saw that again with the teams. There was four or five changes on either side ahead of the game of the teams that were named during the week. So it's all cloak and dagger. So I don't think we'll ever know until the team takes the field in the next game in a couple of weeks' time, who's fit or not, or who's injured or not. We won't even know from the team sheets that are announced. So that's where things stand at the moment in terms of who's injured and how long they'll be out for. It's just not revealed beyond the panel. Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. But if you have a view on it, get in touch with us on the programme this morning. Another listener says, Donald says, Jim McGuinness should be called Jimmy Trump. He wants to control the media and only wants questions that he likes. Okay, if you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the show. We'll go back now to Kerry and Donegal. And I suppose the disciplinary fallout has taken up as much airtime and newspaper ink and online column inches as well as much as the football on Saturday. With me on the line to talk about this element of it is the sports editor of the Kerry Men, Paul Brennan. Paul, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry. How are you?
Very good, very good. Look, I suppose both teams and sets of players will be counting the injury costs from Saturday. It was a hugely physical encounter. Lot of stuff happening off the ball. We had Sean Hershon having a chat with the two managers after halftime, clearing the players out of the dugouts. And now we have, an element of all eyes on the Central Competitions Control Committee today to see what further fallout comes from this game?
Yeah, absolutely, Jerry. I think the next probably 24 hours could be fairly instructive and concerning for some individuals on both sides, Kerry and Donegal. Look, obviously, I suppose, you know, Micheál Byrne's got his red card. That was dealt with on the field. Micheál is going to get at least one game suspension, but I would think possibly he's looking at two games. It looks like he will get suspended under a Category 4 offence, which is striking or attempting to strike with the arm, elbow, hand with force or causing injury. And I think the fact that, you know, Ryan McHugh left field pouring blood would suggest that injury was indeed caused. But anyway, look, if that's found to be the case, that will carry a two-game suspension for Micheál Byrne's. I suppose a couple other cases are things that weren't dealt with by the referee on the day, and that leaves it open then for the CCCC to review anything that hasn't been dealt with on the field by the referee or officials. And I don't think it even has to enter the referee's report. No, I stand correct in that, but I think they can just basically review the game and deal with or take action with anything that wasn't dealt with by the referee. And I suppose the two maybe talking points. One is what Jim McGuinness allegedly did at halftime or just before halftime in that kind of melee, all in free for all, just after the final hooter. I think GA Plus, who broadcast the game, I think video evidence was fairly clear that McGuinness laid hands on Dermot O'Connor. It seems that Jim McGuinness, the Donegal manager, thought that Dermot O'Connor was the guilty party in terms of the Ryan McHugh injury. But anyway, that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
But I think it's clear that Jim McGuinness pushed put hands on Dermot O'Connor's chest. And again, I'm just looking here, Jerry, at the official rules and the disciplinary rules from the GA and category 4A 2. It says any type of physical interference with an opposing player or team official, and that would carry a minimum suspension of 12 weeks in all codes at all levels and a 2-match suspension in the same code. And I think, look, what people are drawing comparison is what happened to Ger Brennan, the Dublin manager, a few weeks ago against Galway. There was a bit of a coming together, coming off the field between Ger Brennan and a Galway mentor or official or someone in the Galway management side. And anyway, Ger Brennan got a 12-week suspension, which he's currently serving. So, look, again, if the CCC look at that and deem that that's what Jim McGuinness did, and he could be looking at something similar.
Yeah, yeah. Would there be questions about David Clifford in terms of some of the clashes? No, there was plenty going on off the ball, I know, but there was video evidence of a clash where a player ended up on the floor. Yeah. So is that another thing that might be looked at?
Yeah, look, that's another one, Jerry. I mean, as you say, look, there was plenty.
I think we lost connection with Paul Brennan there. Paul, can you hear me? Okay, we will try and establish a line again with Paul Brennan of the Kerry Men, talking about what's likely to happen here. What happened just on the Ger Brennan situation, he got a 12-week suspension for that coming together with another official from the Galway team. That was in Pier Stadium, the final game of the league, which saw Dublin relegated from Division 1. He appealed that suspension and it was upheld. Then it goes from the CCCC, who issue any suspension, then it goes to the Central Hearings Committee. Then you can take an appeal to the DRA, the Disputes Resolution Authority, which was the architecture of discipline, which was designed and set up to try and make sure that counties and clubs didn't go to the High Court. I think we have Paul there on the line. Paul, look, you could have had a... Can you hear me okay now, first of all?
Yeah, Dr. Jerry, no problem.
Yeah, yeah. No, you could have 100 cameras there and maybe 100 referees, and they still wouldn't have seen all that went on. There's a wider question here, isn't there? And we saw Sean Hirshen clearing the dugouts of players, and there's talk now about the GAA trying to clean up the sidelines. I remember 20 years ago they tried to clean up the sidelines, and it was all new rules and regulations. They put out the perimeters for sideline where coaches could go and couldn't go. That seems to have massively slipped. And we're back into the same situation of officials, stewards, but backroom teams, subs, Wehrischkes, and all of that going on, aren't we?
Well, I think it's reasonably enforced. Certainly, at the top level, inter-county level, it's a different scene altogether at club level, obviously. But I think in Killarney, the last day, the subs do sit outside. They sit up in the stand. There's a designated seating area for the extended panel, the subs who sit outside the wire. You'll often see them coming down the steps out onto the field to warm up on the sideline and if they're being introduced. I think it was a case that there was just a couple of additional backroom staff, I don't want to say who they were or who they might have been, but just additional backroom management staff that person decided didn't need to be inside the wire, didn't need to be sitting in the dugout and ask that they be left up. But I think it was generally the subs. But I'm not sure because of the time it happened just after the hooter, I'm not clear, and we were the far side, Gerry, but like it certainly seemed to be like when some players that weren't off the 15 on the field seemed to be able to join in the melee. So I don't know where they were making their way down because it was half time. They were coming back
because it was half time, and that could be part of it.
And went the other direction to join in. So that was, I suppose, maybe just unfortunate timing of when that thing kicked off. But look at it, all these things. I suppose, you know, need to be monitored and enforced all the time, and because slippage can happen. So, they need to be enforced.
Do you think this will set the tone, Paul, for the rest of the season, what the GAA does here in terms of discipline? Because everyone's going to be watching this one in terms of what happens with McGuinness or with other players, perhaps, maybe, from video review.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, look, I think every week, you know, there's always something that will be picked up on, whether it's, you know, picked up on by TV cameras or whatever. But the CCC, look, regardless of that, I mean, they have a job to do. They review, you know, the games as best they can, you know, every Monday. And look, if they find something needs to be dealt with, there has to be, you know, action taken, suspension, they will do that. You know what I mean? And I think they'll do it in a fair and balanced way. I mean, clearly, look, if suspensions and punishments be meted out, you know, that sets precedent. But as I said there, like, things are in black and white in the official guides. You know, there's very clear, you know, categories and subcategories of offences, and that obviously players and management have the right to question that, a right to appeal, a right to hearings, all that disciplinary stuff that we know about. But as regards to Gerry, will it set a precedent or set the tone? Well, I think, yeah, look, and at the end of the day, managers know that they can't put hands on other officials or players, and players know they can't strike or you know, do whatever on the field.
Yeah.
And
they all know what they're doing.
You know, there will be consequences. And look, I know,
and all eyes on Croke Park.
People are hard back to Michael Murphy in league final, not getting maybe his due punishment.
So that's a question. Paul, we're out of time, but look, thanks a million for giving us your review. All eyes in Croke Park from here today, and we'll see where it goes from that point of view. But thanks for talking to us, Paul Brennan there, who was at the game, of course, Kerry man, sports editor. Give us your review on that.